Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quite an appropriate way to go into Freaky Friday, our weekly segment where we ask you to share your creepy, spooky, or coincidental experiences. If you've got a story to tell us, send us the short version on text to 2101, or you can email us, jesse@rnz.co.nz. We're going to begin today with Shane.
Good afternoon, my name's Shane, I live in Christchurch, and my Freaky Friday story is regarding my younger brother. He's now living in London, but when he was around, I think around 2 years old, we were at my auntie's house in Oamaru. My younger brother hadn't talked a lot at that stage, he was quite slow talking, he'd only use one word, sort of sentences. We were all in another room when we heard him cry out, a bit of a scream, so everybody went running into the hallway to see what had happened. And he was standing in the hallway pointing, saying the words, "White lady, white lady." And he was quite upset. It was quite strange. A few years later, he would tell us that what he actually saw was a lady who came out of a wall at the top of the stairs, came down the stairway, and then out a door. What was really interesting is when he said that, my auntie said that before the house had had some renovations, the wall that he saw the figure come out of used to actually be a door. And that's always stuck with me, how unusual that was.
Shane, I love it. It's exactly what we're looking for. Thanks so much for your contribution to Freaky Friday this week. And our next story involves quite a coincidence. Gary joins us live. Hi, Gary.
Hi.
Really appreciate your time today. Thank you. Where are you calling us from?
From Rolleston.
In Rolleston, thank you. And I believe your story starts on a motorcycle.
It does, it does. I was living in Timaru at the time, and it would be at least 20 years ago, if not more. I had ridden up to Christchurch for something and was riding home in the evening. I don't know what time it was, but it was quite dark, sort of 9, 10 o'clock at night. I was just north of Ashburton, and the car that I was following flashed his hazard lights at me. And I thought, that was a little bit odd. They flashed on and off. That was the end of it. And as I rode past where the hazard lights flashed, I saw a massive obstacle on the side on the middle of the road, just on the other side of the white line.
Yeah.
Which I think, as best guess, you know, travelling at sort of 100 k's or whatever at 9 o'clock at night in the dark, it looked to me like a truck mudguard. So right. It would have caused me a great deal of grief if I'd hit it on the bike.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I followed this guy for a while, and I rode along behind him memorising his registration number, and I thought, rather than trust my memory, just before Ashburton, I decided I'd pass him and pull over beside, because I knew I had a pen and paper. So when he drove past, I wrote down his registration number. Now, this was in the days when you could access vehicle owner details from registration number.
Yeah.
So I went into the vehicle registration people, got his name and address, and bought him a $10 Lucky Dip, Lotto Lucky Dip ticket, and sent it to him. And he replied to me a letter saying that he'd got $10 out of the ticket, and
he'd won.
He got $10 from the ticket.
Yeah,
was
nice.
Just a lucky dip. So he got $10 out of it. And he made the comment that my surname seemed familiar to him. And he asked me if my mum and dad had friends, and he gave his surname. And as it happens, I remembered the name, and my mum and dad, his parents and my parents were friends when we lived in Invercargill, when I grew up in Invercargill. So that was the end of it, really, until fast forward to late last year, when I've since moved to Rolleston, and I was in at the chiropractor and making an appointment, and I had to give my name, and the guy behind me said, "Excuse me." Well, he waited till I'd finished doing what I was doing, and he said, "Excuse me, did you have parents?" And he gave some names, and I said they weren't the names, and he said that they live in Diamond Harbour, which is one of the harbours in the Lyttelton Harbour. And he was kind of close. My mum and dad at that time lived in one of the harbours in Lyttelton Harbour, but it wasn't Diamond Harbour. So he was kind of on the mark with where they lived, but he was not. He wasn't right with the names. Well, anyway, I walked out of the chiropractor thinking that was it, and I walked into the shop next door. And he followed me in, and he said, "Excuse me, I'm sorry to be a nuisance, but, you know," he said, "many, many, many years ago," he said, "I was driving down south, and I saw an obstacle on the road, and I flashed my hazard lights at a motorcycle following me." And my jaw dropped. I said, "That was me." So he had got the right person. He just got the wrong names and the wrong wrong place where my mum and dad lived, but there was no doubt that it was the same guy.
Oh, that is cool. That's
it was
really
just
cool.
Amazing. Yeah. So we did swap phone numbers and contact details at that point in time, and I haven't actually seen him again. One of the things I did say to him in my letter when I first sent him the lotto ticket, I said, "You must ride motorcycles. For someone to have done that, you must ride motorcycles." And he said, "Yep, I do." So we swapped motorcycle stories when we actually met. So,
oh, I love that.
It was amazing.
Was that sort of out of character for you to send him a lotto ticket? That's quite a big deal to go to for an act of kindness, but he wouldn't have expected anything in return.
I don't think he did. I've done that several times. I had another experience, if you've got the time for this one.
We do.
I have another experience on a motorcycle again. I was riding, when I was living in Timaru, I was riding out towards Geraldine. We were meeting up with a bunch of people on bikes, and we were heading over the west coast, I think. And as I was heading into Geraldine, I saw this truck reversing, Coca-Cola truck, reversing backwards. And I thought, what's going on here? And as I got past, I saw he was trying to herd a cattle beast through a hole in the fence. It had got out of a hole in the fence, and he's trying to sort of encourage it back through this hole in the fence. And I thought, that was pretty cool. And I thought, you know, you don't want to hit a cow on a motorbike. So I thought to myself, that's worth a pat on the back. So I emailed whoever Coca-Cola is, at Frucor or one of them somewhere, whatever. And said, and I gave the specific time, the specific date, and said, "Give this guy a pay rise. You know, this was. I appreciate what he's done." And a few days later, he came into my place of work, because obviously they got that from my email. Came into my place of work and asked to see me and shook my hand and thanked me very much.
That's
so
funny,
I never found out if he got the pay rise, but
it sort of returns to a theme which we sometimes come across on this show, which is, I mean, you're doing this for them, really. You're doing it as a good turn to them, but it must make you feel pretty good as well, actually, you're going through with it, and particularly when you realise the impact it's had on them.
Yeah. Well, I think we as human beings are very quick to criticise bad behaviour, but we don't often reward good behaviour. And I try, you know, whenever I can, I try to, you know, pat people on the back and say, "Well done, that was really cool." So
good for you. And it reminds the rest of us how vulnerable you must feel on a motorbike too.
Yeah. I mean, I've been very lucky. I've had no major incidents, but, you know, those two, hitting a cow or hitting a truck mudguard in the middle of the road, could have been pretty disastrous. So,
Gary, thanks so much for your time today. Really nice to talk to you, and I hope we chat to you again sometime.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.